Thanks, and good morning. The sheriff's office is investigating an attempted murder after deputies responded to a 911 call from a 26-year-old shotgun victim at just past midnight yesterday morning on Longview Drive in Eureka. Victim says he heard a knock at the door just before midnight. When he looked through the peephole, he saw an adult male standing with his back to the door. The victim says he had armed himself with a handgun. He was not expecting any visitors at the late hour. When he opened the door, he said the suspect kicked the door open wider and shot him with a shotgun. A neighbor came and assisted the victim while deputies and medical personnel responded to the scene. The victim told dispatchers that he believed the suspect was still in the area. He feared for his life. Deputies searched the immediate area around the residence but did not locate the suspect. Victim was taken to a local hospital and then transferred to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. Suspect is described as an adult, white or Hispanic male, who was wearing a gray hoodie, gray sweatpants, and a black bandana across his face. He was armed with a single-barrel shotgun. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Although marijuana remains illegal in the state of California, Humboldt County's infamous marijuana industry continues to impact the region. The Board of Supervisors have been working on an ordinance to regulate outdoor marijuana cultivation sites. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg explains that whether the plant is legal or illegal, it still has an impact on local neighborhoods.
Those rules and neighborhood impacts are going to be there whether it's legal or illegal. We have to deal with them, and you know, having a whole neighborhood smell all summer and not people not enjoying their backyards and bringing their property values down is something we have to deal with whether it's legal or not.
Sundberg added that if businesses could legally sell pot in the county, they would be subject to the same regulations as other businesses.
As far as I could tell, you know, whether a business is selling lug nuts or marijuana, it's, you know, you have to have the property zoned the correct way and a certain distance from residential and all the other things that come into play with it. You know, business is a business.
The board voted 4-1 at last week's meeting to ban the permitting of any new marijuana dispensaries in the county. As flu activity increases throughout the state, the County Department of Health and Human Services advises residents to get vaccinated against the flu. The DHHS is offering a walk-in flu shot clinic every Thursday in January from 1 to 4 p.m. The flu shot costs $17, but you will not be denied a shot if you are unable to pay. Appointments for flu vaccines can also be made at the public health clinic. The walk-in flu shots are available at the DHHS's public health office at 529 I Street in Eureka. More KINS News. It's after this.
FAFSA. It means free application for federal student aid. It's Cash for College. This month, the Humboldt County Office of Education will be putting on Cash for College events. It only takes an hour, but could equal thousands of dollars towards funding for two-year, four-year, tech, or career training opportunities. Log on to decadeadifference.org for more information, locations, and times for these Cash for College events. Your income doesn't matter. Your chosen field of study doesn't matter. Helping you further your education is what matters. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
The investigation continues as the sheriff's office is still searching for the suspect involved in a residential break-in and domestic violence incident early Sunday morning on Lee Lane in Eureka. Suspect, 37-year-old Sean McCollum, broke into the residence of a 38-year-old woman. He demanded that she get her car keys and get dressed. When she refused, he dragged her down the hallway. He grabbed a pair of scissors and threatened to kill her, according to police reports. When deputies responded to the residence, they saw McCollum run out the back. Deputies pursued him as he hopped over fences and onto the roof of an apartment building. He proceeded to jump off the roof and escape. The victim received minor cuts and abrasions during the assault and declined medical treatment. McCollum resides in Eureka. He is described as a black male adult with black hair, brown eyes, standing at 5'9", weighing 180 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The city of Arcata will temporarily turn off water service today on Nicholas Drive and Buttermilk Lane from Buttermilk Place to the golf course. The service is being turned off to perform water line repairs and upgrades. The work will occur from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.